This is how we all came into the world.
This is A Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary, and let's put aside the thought that this past weekend could have been a super spreader event, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it in about 5 to 10 days, but for now, this is your WrestleMania and TakeOver recap. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
There were so many people with their masks down. I don't know what the rules were, but Jesus, it was like so unnerving to watch.
Hope you all had your vaccines.
Come on. This is
we talked about this on Take Under. Mm-hmm. The WrestleMania strain is going to be what
gives that's COVID gonna be the new variant. I mean, there was like a few familiar faces in the front row, except for that guy and his mom or whatever.
Yeah, it's not, that's what I was wondering too. Like, okay, we got WrestleMania, that's fine. But well, they went back to the Thunderdome, so it doesn't matter. But is it really live audiences until that guy and his mom or whatever are there?
I don't think so.
We got that Kool-Aid shirt guy.
That green man doesn't count.
Yeah, he's not that cool. Because he's always there. He's a dime a dozen. They're pay-per-view specifics. So that's what it is. Other than WrestleMania, if they're not there, it doesn't count.
Okay, so do you want to talk? Let's talk about TakeOver since that was the first. Or, yeah, it was a TakeOver, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Stand and Deliver. Poppy was back and she was performing her hit song Stand and Deliver. Is that what it was called? I don't know.
I think it was just the thing they were playing.
It was cool to see her. I didn't realize it was her at first because she has like the black hair and stuff, but I really need to go to a new concert because as much as I like am fine with Poppy, I don't want her concert to have been the last one that we've gone to. Yeah, for the rest old. Of our lives.
We're old. That can't be the case.
Yeah, especially like hearing from my friends whose kids are like, oh, it's that girl from the robot girl from YouTube. And you know that's how Triple H and Stephanie know who Poppy is. It's because of their girls.
Nah, they know her because of EO.
How would...
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you, it has to be because their daughters were like, oh, look at this weird chick. She's talking to plants and she's a robot or something.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Poppy other than that last album was really good.
So yeah, she's back. She's like NXT staple at this point, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, but can't do it all the time. Maybe on the big shows.
Well, yeah, because she's only come out at TakeOvers.
If, fingers crossed, somebody's not going to be here very much longer.
So the matches that we had, there was two nights again for TakeOver. And we got Io versus Raquel on the first night, which was crazy that they did that.
We had Zoe and Dakota on the pre-show.
Were they a pre-show one?
Zoe and Toni Storm. Yeah, Zoe won. I don't know what else they were trying to do. They did a little flash to it during the first night, which was more stuff than they even needed to include in the first night, on top of more stuff they needed to include in the first night. So the match was fine from what I saw, but it just pushed Zoe further. It's just trying to further the Zoe narrative because she ended up beating Tony. I think Tony was all like annoyed by the end of it, but.
Well, yeah, it seems like Zoe's going to be getting a pretty decent push right now.
Yeah. Huh? So she's been getting the push.
Yeah. Well, I think we're just going to be seeing more of her story like progress. It's weird because we watched NXT and we got her backstage, but nothing of Xia Li yet.
No, they're still. They had to have their mark moment. They could, and their first moving to this night, we'll start getting more and more star building.
Okay. Well, so we have a new champion in Raquel Gonzalez. And yeah, that was a cool match. I had to watch it twice to really appreciate it because the first time I was mostly like, obviously I was rooting for Raquel.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like worried that she wasn't going to win it. So I was already like psyching myself out and annoyed by the match. But once she won, it was safe to rewatch it and like kind of get more hype for it.
Yeah, same. I had myself convinced that this terror reign was never going to end.
I think we're probably the only two people that would consider this a terror raid.
It was a reign of terror. It was awful. And you look at the list of people that were buried under this person who is good, not better than most of those people, but whatever. I don't need to harp on that anymore. It's over.
Ding dong.
Yeah.
I mean, she had to get her spot in where she jumped off that skull.
Yeah, and like the match was really good, and I like her as a performer. It's just this has been a boring reign, and then like people that are all about it, it just confuses me. Even Hector, my co-host, who loves Io, has said like this reign hasn't been that good.
He was super hot on her from the start. Yeah,
I probably more just wore her down with how much I bitch about it. But
wow, you could probably be like, oh, I would. Wouldn't say like a desensitizing coach, a deprogrammer. You'd be a deprogrammer.
Yeah. Well, we're going to need that coming up soon. Yeah. So I know what you're talking about when you were saying that just like the anxiety of that first time watching it. I was like, no, you're not going to do this again. Not again. Not after this Raquel build and not to Raquel. It's fine if you do it to all these other people who were
just not her.
Yeah.
we're a little bit more invested, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, like, I love Sasha, but like, yeah, bury Sasha under Io, fine, whatever. Same thing with like Rhea, it was her time to move up. Okay. Dakota, you're the punching bag. Like, Candace was great. She probably should have won, but whatever. Who cares? You're married to Johnny. Sorry, this is your lot in life. Don't do this to Raquel.
She looked really good in this match. Like the fact that she's like stomping and slamming Io around and it wasn't just like this easy put away, I really had to like check myself a little bit and be like, okay, like this is still, this is still WWE, whatever. But I'll buy into it. Okay.
Champion recent memory.
Io's that like hill you got to get over, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we're finally past it.
Her one arm choke slam, power slam deal. So good. And even like, it can't be duplicated.
Well, at least one has tried.
So, like, not many, but that was on night one. That was kind of good to like get that out of the way, because for night two, when they did the tag team match, I was a little bit more excited. I guess I was excited for that match because I really didn't care who kept the titles or if Shotzi and Ember retained them.
Yeah, same. That was really the kind of the mood for the whole second day for me too. Like that really the only match that I was anxious about and. wanted a specific outcome was that one.
Yeah. So like the second night we just like enjoyed it. It was like, oh yeah, this is like good wrestling.
Yeah, and there was no commercials, so it was actually like just the takeover actual dessert or like yeah, end of it anyway.
That match was fun, and as good as Candace is, like, man, she really doesn't need a title. Like, she's just like that household name. She, like, I'd call her the face of the women's division.
She was the main event this week.
That too. But yeah, so Shotzi and Ember retained. They're still a tag team. They do work so well together.
Now, and they have only like the last couple matches. I guess it was like the first couple. We had only seen them because they were only doing tag team matches for a little while. But yeah, those first couple matches, they were just too. They're too much good in themselves that they shouldn't be combined that way.
Yeah.
I still think that. I'll ride this out and I'll enjoy their tag team, but I can't wait for us to get Zoe and Mercedes and whoever this new girl is out of the way so these girls can fight Raquel. I believe that Shotzi's going to be the one to take the belt off of Raquel, but it's not going to be for a while.
Yeah, I think they're going to go with this tag team story for a bit.
Even though it could be Dakota. We'll see.
I don't know. I think Dakota's going to be the one to like turn on Raquel soon.
Yeah, you could see her already like flashing.
Yeah.
kind of...
I don't know if I was making too much of it when we were watching their promo on NXT.
I was getting very, very Dolph Ziggler-y vibes off of her. She wasn't even doing anything in particular. Maybe just the way she was stalking around and kind of like not genuinely happy for her.
She's just like, yeah, but, you know, like still supportive, yeah. But...
And we've already seen
deep down, we know what your motivations are.
Really. How many friends have you turned on at this point?
Yeah. So, do you think they're building up Raquel as like the baby face right now? Because
I don't think so.
People
but
coming at her,
seeing her walk down the ramp, not like in character with that big ass smile on her face. It's just a matter. She's gonna be very easy to root for face and to hate as a heel because she'll be able to dominate people. But with that smile, she's going to be able to turn anybody into
I think so. Yeah. So yeah, that was like a very fun takeover. But I guess it's the WrestleMania takeover, right?
Yeah.
Considering going into WrestleMania, I didn't expect it to be that good.
No, I don't think anybody did.
Yeah.
I think the crowds were... Even as someone who hates the WWE universe like that, and I told you, pandemic wrestling was just wearing, just having that crowd, and their booking was solid from start to finish in all of their matches. I think.
Yeah.
Maybe there were a couple that, for me personally, I would have changed the main event, but the second night main event. But other than that, I can't think of any
really
big critiques that I have.
Like, I guess I'm more happy for the performer, like the superstars, to have their crowd back and stuff, but
yeah. Yeah, for the most part, like, yeah, but also like you could see them feeding off of it,
yeah,
was the thing.
Exactly.
And that was when like that Seth Rollins and Cesaro match, they're great, they would have put on a good match in the Thunderdome, but it would not have been that good.
Yeah So I mean, yeah, I guess there is a difference, even though we enjoyed pandemic era.
Yeah, I I certainly welcomed it when it first came, but even by probably the end of the summer, I'm like, this is starting to...
Yeah, like...
This is being forced.
I mean, it's very limited. They were very limited with who they could use and what stories. And I think now, like, once they can start getting in front of crowds again...
They certainly limited themselves as much as they could. Look at the Raw tag team... rivalry over the summer, over the pandemic summer. Please never do that again.
Well, let's talk about that then. We had the qualifier tag team match, and again, wasn't built up at all. There was no lead up for this, but they were probably like, you know, we probably should have the women defend their titles, their tag titles, but against who? We haven't been pushing anybody. Well, why don't we just have an eliminator match? And it was kind of like a gauntlet eliminator match. It was two teams at a time. So is that really? I thought an eliminator was just like everyone was out at the same time. And then if you got pinned, you were done.
I don't know. I kind of like that format. I really liked it in the Gauntlet Eliminator at TakeOver.
Yeah.
But I think it worked pretty well here too, because you got kind of some spots, but having all of them in, you would have been able to do more stuff.
Yeah.
I think doing it that way, though, it would have taken more time, and it wouldn't have allowed this match to serve its purpose, which was to be the buffer between that main event or that co-main event that kicked off the show and the rest of the show.
That's what's so frustrating
they still
about
have,
this women's division
they
right
still
now.
Have to use them, or they still do use them utilitarianly instead of like what's best for them.
And it's because they didn't give enough attention to this tag division this entire time.
You
but
have
anyway,
a 3-hour show, there's no excuse for it when you're closing it every single week with Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley, who are fucking snooze central. Like, we've seen these guys for years already, and I don't care if other people are like, well, yeah, Bobby Lashley's been here for 16 years. If it took you 16 years to get here, maybe you're not that good. Somebody just did it in 5, and everybody loves her and feels really happy for her.
So, yeah, for the women's tag match, they even had like a all of these tag teams are like shoddily put together, with maybe the exception of Naomi and Lana.
No,
we already know the Riot Squad is a solid tag team.
I think they were all well put together.
Tamina and Natalya haven't really been a tag team.
No,
got Billy and Carmella
in the background trying to get Tamina and Natty narrative pushed for at least 4 or 5 weeks now. The weakest part of this match was the winner. And that's what sucks, is like I finally bought in on the Riot Squad. And when you told me that Carmella and Bailey had won.
Billy
had won.
I thought they did.
I didn't get a chance to watch it, so I was watching the recap. Yeah.
The replay.
And when I saw them cheat to get the first pin on Naomi and Lana, I was like, oh shit, they're like, cool, they're going to do this. They're going to like fumble their way into getting this title shot.
Yeah.
And then when they lost the segment, I was like, oh wow, Riot Squad, is that really impressed me. So they're going to win it? But no. Everybody was going that way. That was the logical thing. I wonder if they just saw too many people saying like, crown the Riot Squad finally, and they're just like, no,
we still hate you guys.
So other than the main event, I would change this booking.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly, because I wouldn't have said that.
You do not like the Riot Squad.
I wouldn't have said that if you told me at the beginning of the match that I would have wanted the Riot Squad to win this match.
After I saw Billy and Carmella work together, I was thinking, oh, I could totally buy into this tag team, actually.
Yeah.
The way that, okay, so obviously Carmella's like sex kitten coming out. Seeing Billy try to imitate her, like take on like that, like trying to emulate that was just so fun. She's so freaking funny. So yeah, basically just like Carmella's coming down all like, catwalk sexy and stuff, and Billy's like, oh yeah, like trying to imitate her, but she is like a comedy queen, physical comedy queen.
Yeah she should not be long for this company because she is due for better things.
But I did like them working together too, and seeing Carmella is like a little bit more face again. Yeah. I like her better that way.
Yeah,
because her heel persona is really one-dimensional and it never really progresses Kirkland anywhere Sasha. Good yeah. or fun.
This at least this time it was just Kirkland Sasha. It wasn't anything different.
Did you say Kirkland Sasha?
Yeah.
I don't know, Joseph. Kirkland has very, we call it like...
That's point. it was just very generic Sasha.
Yes, they were. They actually eliminated Lana and Naomi first, which set off a ton of angry people online. Which, you guys, come on.
You were telling me not to look at the comments before.
No, it's like I want everybody to just like we need to help. We all need to get to this closure. Maybe I can help them. Like, it's fine that Naomi doesn't get like major pushes. She's had them before. She's been champion before. She has a really, really great gimmick. And that's kind of where it stops. We know she's really good in the ring. And the thing, and like what I brought up to you was Natalia, Naomi, they were all in that era where they had to break out from the divas. So they were able to rely on like their physicality and
pure athleticism.
Pure athleticism what they were known for.
In Natty's case, like her just ability to outwork everybody at the time.
Yeah. And the other thing too is like they never really had storylines or time to do promos. So these girls coming up, Rhea, Bianca, now like Raquel in NXT, and even like the ones right after like the Divas division, Sasha, Charlotte, they all had the chance to really have that time to shine on promos, on their mics and stuff. Naomi and Natalya really didn't get that advantage, but they also didn't adapt. And that's like, that's their own fault. And people are saying this about like Tamina too. Tamina, who's been in this business forever as well. They were just part of like that unfortunate era. And they did well for like performance wise. But yeah, like they were given like 4-minute matches. So of course they're not going to let them talk and eat up any more of that time on TV.
Yeah.
So yeah, and that's the thing too, is like, if you don't adapt, you're gonna get left behind, and that's what's happening. And you guys, it's okay, like, you can still enjoy everybody else.
You're the trailblazers and pioneers, and you're still here. We can give you your flowers now, but yeah, it doesn't mean you get to climb the summit of it.
You don't get the championship for that.
Skip the line or be. Yeah.
This isn't a seniority rules thing.
Be a beacon of this company at the time. Like, yes, yeah, people really might have cared about you in the Cena days, Natty. Or the Punk days. Like, those days are gone now. A lot of people have passed you since then.
Yeah, I'm definitely anti-seniority rules. And yeah, like, it can't just be like, okay, it's your turn. Okay, now it's your turn. And that's why we have Rhea as champ. That's why we have Bianca as champ right now.
That's what, well, I mean, really, like, it's kind of just how we watch wrestling. Like, we came up in the Attitude Era when these dudes stole time. Like, that's all the way true. Going down to Kurt Angle. And I need to see the Broken Skull session, but I've seen a few of Jericho's quotes on it. He was saying, like, really what prepared him for now is WCW. And you had to fight for time. And think about it. He was on there with NWO, who had 50 members probably in their heyday, including Sting and Luger and the Giant and all these other people that were there. So, yeah, like, he's just this generic blonde dude. And he's probably the one with the most staying power who, from that generation – because I don't know that I consider him Shawn Michaels' generation. From that generation, he's probably the greatest of all of them.
Yeah.
Including Stone Cold and The Rock. Pure professional wrestling, like, not being carried on his charisma. Everything involved. Look, he's still the one wrestling, and he's still the one churning the business over. And, I mean, I don't want to say revolutionizing the business, but still changing the business now.
Well, he changes himself.
Yeah.
Like, that's he's the Madonna of wrestling.
And, I mean, it started then when he would, like, take over his time. You would see him on WCW. He'd be on these 2 or 3 minute matches. And even then, he had these short matches too. But he'd come out and he would berate his opponents when he was in there. And he'd do those little, like, those nonchalant pins where he'd, come on, baby.
Where he just has his foot on top of
them. Yeah, and he would just steal his time. That's what you have to do in this business. And the times where they weren't doing that, at least that from what I, like, from my recollection, is all those Cena years where it was like, oh, well, Brock's here now, and then we'll let Jeff Hardy have the title now, and, well, Randy, you take it now, and, like, all everybody got a shot at the title.
Well, that's still kind of what's happening with the men right now, if you think about it. And with the women, they're not, which is interesting.
It's better.
Yeah.
Those strategies from when.
You made a good point, though, about, like, during the Attitude Era, though. If you think about the women during that time, it's the same case.
Yeah, they also didn't have as many, like.
They didn't have that many, but any time that they were on, they really were, like, doing different things to just, like, get more attention.
Yeah.
And that's like why.
Molly shaved her head so that they could get on the WrestleMania.
Yeah, but Molly Holly was also, like, wrestling in hardcore matches with her cousins. And that's how you got Lita and Trish as the main event on Raw. You had, what's it called? Like, Jacqueline, who was just, like, I don't know, her charisma was, like, on another level as well. So, like, even the women during that time were doing the same thing. And so, I mean, we didn't really watch during when it became the Divas division and when they started going back to bra and panties matches. But I guess, like, when the Bellas were there, yeah, like, they were all training and stuff. And I think that it's kind of maybe when it started again, where it's like, I mean, okay, we're your also turn.
Very agreeable, though. Like, people like Drew McIntyre and Drew McIntyre promos. And honestly, to me, it's just old hat by now. And if, like, that's what you're tuning in for wrestling now, why would you watch this watered down version when the network exists? Well, I guess not anymore. Wait for Peacock to get all that backlog in, like, 4 or 5 years. And you can go back and watch, like, the good versions of these wrestlers and relive that stuff if you just want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Instead of watching these rehashed, not as good, like, scripted versions of it.
Yeah, and we bring this up also just because the men are taking up so much time of these shows and giving us nothing.
Look at NXT. NXT was the majority, at least, is always, we talk about
it's very equal.
At least half, this week I believe it was more.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it when the story warrants. When our women's stories need development, we'll give them an hour and a half this time, or 45 minutes of this, however long, like an hour and 20 minute show. The main shows don't do that. No. And I don't know if it's egos or they.
Or catering or to certain crowd or
I lack guess. Of creativity or the specific person on top, which it doesn't seem like, because look at the championships. We look at the champions we got, and like they're how often that they'll have women main event and stuff like that. So like, what gets lost, and why can't you consistently do this? Because it seems like it would make your product better.
Yeah. Well, I guess while we're on the rant, like, Bayley deserved a freaking WrestleMania match. I'm glad she got her moments.
Going back to taking your time. Like, she outshone almost everybody other than the champion, other than the people who were in the singles matches. She didn't even have a match, and she got people chanting her name. Got this stadium full of people chanting her name.
So, yeah, so her backstage segments. Yeah, she basically intruded in on the NWO.
On all the legends.
On all the legends. Oh, all the Hall of Famers. There we go.
That's really what she to hang out at WrestleMania with all of her idols that she went to like wrestling conventions hounding autographs for. It's got to be just her living her dream. So,
well, I'm sure it's a good consolation, but I bet she would have had like a better time too if she had a match. And she deserved it after carrying this stupid company for this entire pandemic.
Yes, but. We talk about the story not warranting it, and it didn't.
Yeah.
And that card was stacked.
And yeah. I mean, we get it, but man.
It has to happen, though. We get it with the caveat that.
For now.
At least the next 3 years, it has to happen. Main event, her and Bayley.
Bayley should be getting Sasha. The Edge treatment where she's WrestleMania eventing like every year back to back.
Main event, the four horsewomen versus the four horsewomen. Main event, the four horsewomen versus, I don't know what we're going to call this NXT stable.
NXT stables.
And I saw somebody trying to. Get ahead and try and squeeze Io in there. Fuck that. Io's not a champion. Kaylee Ray's had this belt for 3 years. She's part of that. The three people that we saw on NXT tonight, that's Kaylee Ray's spot for the fourth, not Io Shirai.
Yeah.
Really, Io Shirai was the one holding that belt hostage from the three of them.
It's really unfortunate that Kaylee Ray isn't over here because, man. Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, just drop the belt already so you can come over here. But they also have that new person that they were waiting already a year to debut, so it's not going to happen for a while. UK needs her.
We're talking about the tag match, the Eliminator. We haven't even gotten through it.
Are we?
Yeah, because we... Okay.
After tangent to Kaylee Ray.
I have no idea. All roads lead back to Kaylee Ray.
I don't know about that anymore after Raw, but okay. Continue.
We got Lana and Naomi eliminated and then Ruby Riott and Liv eliminated, Carmella and Billy.
Gotta say, because I have been the low man on her, apologies to Liv Morgan. I finally see the potential that everybody else has wanted for. You live up to that every single time, please. That was such a good showing from her in this match. I really liked all the things she did in this match, and like, she really brought it here.
And it's too bad that they didn't win it.
I don't know. It's unfathomable to me, like, why you pulled that trigger, but given that they didn't win, fine.
Mandy had her WrestleMania moment. She slipped on the wet ramp coming down. And I love how Dana just, like, didn't even notice at all. She just kept on going. What a pro.
It was way too loud. There's no way that she heard her yelling at her. Or... maybe they don't like each other.
She's like, I doubt that.
I didn't hear that.
Whatever. They have matching stripper gear.
And they're on TikToks all the time. I'm sure that's
They looked like clones of each other, like with their hair and stuff. They're kind of like scary Terminator Barbies. That's what they look like to me.
The fembots.
Yeah. Like they're sexy muscle friends, but like they're scary sexy muscle friends.
Yeah. I mean, as a dude, I can't really.
Their showing, though, was, yeah, it was really good.
Basically, without Corey Graves in, I can't.
You don't want to go full Lawler, though.
No. That's disgusting. Riot Squad eliminated them.
So we get Natty and Tamina. Holy boobamania of
Natty.
Well, both of them and Tamina. This is where it kind of slowed down. And
yeah.
You know, I want to be able to like really get into it and root for these old timers
and appreciate
give
them their flowers over here, but it's just like,
I didn't grow up watching them. I wasn't invested in them. I wasn't watching around that time. So I don't have like the same affinity for them that a lot of people do. People were cheering for Tamina though in that match, and that's what really surprised me. I was like, her?
The solution is Legends Night. One night a year, give everybody off. Bring all the oldies back in to have their fantasy camp and let them just go whoever wants to wrestle whoever for whatever reason, have at it. Vince doesn't even book. And then we don't have to deal with them in the ring anymore. And they can still hang out like because they're still on contract, so they can still do backstage stuff, but we don't have to see them in the ring anymore.
I love like how young Natty and Tamina are. And we're like, oh, get out of here, you geezers.
I don't mean it because they're old. I mean it because of their work like level.
So it was kind of weird in the match between Natty and Tamina. Like Natty was sort of ordering Tamina around. And you could kind of see Tamina looking at her like she was giving her looks like, what are you telling me what to do? And I don't know if it's like setting up for anything. Oh, remember when Tamina was like just not even existent in the match for a while. And we like, she disappeared for like a solid 10 minutes. yeah, like that was kind of the theme of that last round, I feel like. And right at the end too, even the finish, you could see everybody sort of like being, well, I don't know. It just really kind of like took a nosedive. And then Tamina did her nosedive. And
you know that was her dad's move, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay,
but
I'm just making sure.
I don't know who her dad is.
You don't know who Jimmy Snuka is?
I know the name, but I've never seen him like perform. I know who she is.
Yeah, you know who she is much more. But this isn't like a Charlotte Flair is the best thing Ric Flair ever did. He is a wrestling legend. I mean, Ric Flair is too, obviously, but like.
Yeah, so Natty and Tamina get to wrestle Shayna and Nia.
Spoiler alert, they lost in terrible fashion. Like, there was no reason for either for that match to have happened on that, how to have happened on that night or to have happened with that other contestant.
If it had been the Riot Squad, we probably would have gotten a really good match. But yeah, we get Tamina and Natty versus Nia and Shayna. And man, freaking, I said I wanted Vacation Charlotte, not Vacation Shayna.
Does Nia think that wrestling is real?
What do you mean?
She keeps on coming out like we're the most dominant force in the world. I think she believes it.
Hey, good for her.
Also, she you doesn't need that. Sell a damn thing. So maybe she does believe this is real. She's like, this is fucking easy. Everybody just lies down for me. And then the one time where she loses, she's like, oh, they got me there. But then people actually have to pin her.
Who knows what, like,
what's going on in Nia's head?
I need a total divas like season to really break it down or something. Cause yeah, what an underwhelming performance from everyone around.
Free Shayna.
Free Shayna.
Like, they've been tag teams almost a year, haven't they? Is her penance over? Who does she piss off?
I mean, she probably thinks it's fun.
I'm sure she does. I'm sure they're having a great time with it. But she doesn't belong here. She belongs with those other three people who show that they are the pinnacle of the division and don't need to be hanging out in that tag team match that happened on Raw with with the rest of those people who were involved in that tag team match from Raw. Like, yeah, I don't want to spoil Raw, but.
Well, we're going to talk about Raw. Well, we'll talk about the championship match. So,
Not that everybody doesn't already know that. We probably wasn't listening to this anyway.
Asuka and Rhea. So last year at WrestleMania, when Rhea fought Charlotte, you could just tell she just wasn't there yet. Like, yeah. She wasn't ready for Charlotte. She put up a good fight, but she just couldn't, like, seal the deal. And you could tell in this match, it's like she came more prepared. She wasn't like that. Like, she didn't come in just thinking she's hot shit and she's going to put away Asuka easily. So, I don't know. That's kind of the energy that I got. And so it made for just like a really... just like a really good match. They were both so quick. I mean, same, she was with Charlotte as well, but like in this one, because she got the win, I guess that's like a good good comeback story for Rhea.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that at all. I got that just her confidence fueled her through this and this, because that's all the stories they were trying to tell through that.
Well, like, they kind of had to.
It was two different things though, because with Charlotte is the peak of the company. She's trying to stake her claim. With Asuka, she's like, all right, no more fucking around. Let me go get my belt. Like, Charlotte, she would know it was a champion. With Asuka, she's here to get her. She would know that Charlotte would be a champion, just like she did last year. She ended up losing last year, so she would have taken it more seriously if Charlotte was champion, I would think, going into that match than with Asuka, because you saw all their promos going in, her turning on Asuka, like, the week before. And so... yeah, I didn't get that impression at all. I just got the impression that she was just here to win, and yes, this was her crowning. This was her coronation. I even said, like, the night before, the coronation of Rhea and Roman in live crowds is going to happen tomorrow.
Because that's what was supposed to happen.
I mean, I even thought Roman was going to lose, and that's because I thought Roman was going to lose, but just him being booed by a live crowd and then her being cheered when she won in front of a live crowd, like, it... Lance Storm tweeted out something that was like, it had all the champions listed. It wasn't the champions themselves, but it was like the championships, like WWE Championship, Universal Championship. And it all had like colon heel, except for one of them was a face, and it was Bianca. And then Women's Champion was on there. I was like, Rhea's not a heel.
Yeah.
Did you see when she won the NXT Championship? Because Rhea will never be a heel again unless she comes out here and like, Liv Morgan is a baby face, and she comes out here and almost to a point where it savagely beats Liv Morgan. Like, she would have to do something like that to become a heel.
No, you know how you turn her into a heel is like put her against Becky.
Even then the crowd would be...
I don't think so. I think Becky's way over more.
I don't think Becky would be as over against Rhea.
Yeah, right. She was gone forever. Everyone just has like this good lasting memory of her.
People would cheer for her, but it would be like the way that people were cheering for Rhea versus, or like people were kind of like, oh, come on, Asuka. We don't want you to take this away from Asuka. It would be the same kind of thing. Like, don't take it away from Rhea yet. Like, Becky, she's not ready for Becky to come in and take it, but fine. Becky's bigger. Fine. Let's give it to her. It would be that kind of thing. Like, begrudgingly, no one's ever going to boo Rhea. Rhea's not going to be... Okay, if Rhea destroys Becky in that
yeah,
sense,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Savagely attacks Becky, maybe.
If Becky got her wish that someone attacked her in the maternity ward and it was Rhea that did it, then yeah, that's how you get your heel, Rhea.
Maybe if that's how you debuted her, but even then, I don't think. Even at this point, if she attacks her in the maternity ward, that would be so badass. I would love Rhea if she attacks somebody in the maternity ward.
You would, because you hate Becky.
Stone Cold attacked Vince McMahon in the...
That did happen.
Hospital, and everybody loves it for it.
That's probably where Becky got that idea, So
I don't hate Becky. I hated the man. I hope she doesn't come back as that same boring, stale character.
Let's get Mom Becky. We'll get like a right to censor version of Becky. I would love to see that. She's like, you guys, I'm a mom now. I can't be getting punched in the face and bleeding everywhere. Like,
No, yes, I would get punched in the face and bleed for my child.
Just have like that, you have Mom Becky, like, PTA mom, but then she has to switch into Mama Bear Becky. Anyway, Asuka and Rhea. Yeah, I was expecting Asuka to lose.
Yeah, everybody was. I was holding out hope really that she might win and like we'd have like a
good feud between them two.
And I still think it could happen. Yeah, but I was thinking more, or what I was kind of my long shot was Io showing up and helping her win somehow. And then Io and Asuka just kind of wrecking Terror the way that Kairi Sane and her did, but it would be kind of played because her and Kairi did it. If they hadn't done it with Kairi, I think it would have been perfect for them.
Maybe we need a more like brooding Asuka now that she's not champ.
Yeah.
Because she really has been like, even though she's got war paint on, she's been a little happy-go-lucky.
Still me trying to, here, you take her quick. Like Io showing up and feuding with Asuka in an off-title feud.
That'd be cool, too.
Showing up and saying, who the fuck are you? You left Asuka and you're this? You lost to Rhea? I beat Rhea in NXT. I beat Rhea and Charlotte and you couldn't do that. And Asuka taking it personally and like either showing her that she's Asuka or having to show her that she's not Asuka.
I guess everybody is ready for Asuka. Oh.
Yeah. And that would be a super compelling non-title feud.
Yeah. They did dedicate a lot of Raw time to the women after WrestleMania, surprisingly. I was very shocked by that.
Yeah, all in the middle there.
But which is fine. I mean, we've been talking about how they should start doing that.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
Yeah. So Alexa Bliss is...
Oh, we still haven't even talked about Sasha and
Bianca. I'm saving that for last. Oh, okay. Alexa Bliss is Sister Abigail, I guess.
Yeah.
Or well, no, kind we don't, of, no. No, no,
I don't think so. I think everybody just said Sister Abigail. No, like, we don't know what she... And
well, she explained it on Raw.
That was what I was telling you on Sunday. I remember, like, oh, she figured she's in control this whole time.
And basically, she confirmed that. Like, she doesn't need the Fiend. Yeah. She was able to bring out, like, the darkness on her own and harness it and whatnot. So,
I think it's cool that they retconned it. Or not retconned it, but that they, like, wrote it in that way that... It took him dying
for her to
see it that way.
Yeah, which is cool. So, like, I really like this whole Alexa angle. And cool. Now she still has Alexa's Playground. We still have The Fiend. We still got Firefly Funhouse.
Yes.
So we still have, like, both of them. Because people were saying, like, oh, my gosh, like, they totally stole Bray Wyatt's brainchild and just gave it to Alexa. It's like, hey, sorry, that's just the Alexa business, deal with it.
Like, I really get that gripe because that is kind of fucked up, but like, you're not backstage, you don't know that Bray was like, I like this character, I'm kind of done with it, but she kicked ass with it, let's give it to
I'm gonna
her.
Go hang out with my babies for a bit.
Yeah, or like, let's rehire my brother and put me in a weird fucking weirdo like weightlifting repackage just because Bray's that kind of weirdo who does stuff like that. He's the fucking Fiend, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. So Alexa kind of gave a little bit of a preview on Raw of like what's to come. Like, she's still her creepy own fiend self. Yeah. And she has her own puppet now. She has her own friend, doll friend. Lily, so who is terrifying.
Till Nikki Cross is repackaged as Lily.
Oh, I hope so. I hope that happens. We haven't seen Nikki Cross in forever.
Just to get her on TV. Yeah. But
that's the only way to go. Okay, so we covered Alexa. Now we can get back to WrestleMania. Best main event. And that was between Sasha and Bianca. Oh my God, that was so good.
Yeah.
That was so good. And it really was like the best match to have in front of this crowd.
Main event that first night.
Bianca's super lucky that she's babyface here because she got to geek out a little bit and get all emotional while Sasha had to hold it together.
She didn't do that good a job either, though. She was like looking away.
She was licking her teeth to just get like that gritty face on and stuff.
Bitter tongue.
Yeah. Yeah, because you could tell
she wasn't trying to maintain eye contact with any moment with any like specific part or any. Yeah, she was just trying to.
It really was like, okay. First of all, fuck JBL. Because the night before he was, or earlier in the evening, he was just like, you know, like some other wrestler was saying, this isn't about like color and da 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 da. It's like, no. It is about that. Like, it is a big deal. Just because you don't think it's that big of a deal and it's all about like everyone's performance and stuff. No, like, let it be what it is. It's a huge deal for like little black girls who are watching because they are even posting their pictures of themselves dressed as Bianca and Sasha. Yeah. This was a big deal. And it's two black women main eventing WrestleMania, which has never happened.
Yeah, like, a lot of people were giving Cole props for saying it that way too. Like not coming out and saying African American.
They're like, here he is with the call. But I'm saying
we're in agreement, fuck Michael Cole, but he was cool there.
It was in the pre-show or whatever where JBL had to be like, you guys, it's not about color. Like, shut up, get out of here. You're not the one to be saying stuff like that. Jesus Christ, how have you guys not learned this? Anyway,
hey, go back on Cody's Twitter feed and just read until you have a revelation or die. Like, either way, we don't have to listen to you anymore. We don't have to listen to you in this sense anymore.
So yeah, like, you could tell they're taking it in. Sasha wants to take it in, or she is, but she just has to hide it. And like, because there was that, did you see that video after the match where she was just like smiling after it was all over? She's on the floor against Sasha? The barricade of Sasha. No. Yeah. So, well, yeah, obviously we know Bianca's a champ, but afterwards she's celebrating. There's a video where Sasha's just on the ground watching her and she's like actually getting a chance to like be joyous there. A little bit out of character.
Yeah, all the like reactions and post stuff has just made me super emotional about it. Because, man, we've been watching this girl forever.
Yeah.
We watched her debut in NXT, probably.
We did. We saw her in Mae Young Classic.
Yeah. We watched her throughout that tournament. We watched her in NXT. We fucking were so pissed off when they screwed her with Shayna.
We literally watched hours of stupid NXT Combine just to watch her.
We watched the stupid NXT Combine to show us see her fucking trounce everybody other than Raquel. And like,
we were literally watching like Bianca events. Row.
Oh, man. She's just a marvel.
Yeah.
And for all the people that were like, oh, she's not ready for this. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, she is a star. You could see it from the moment that she stepped on that stage. She did not look out of place. You even put, I don't hate to because I make comparisons all the time. But like, you look at comparisons. Look at fucking Ronda when they did that first thing. Mm-hmm. She got swallowed up by that stage when they were coming out in their entrances.
Yeah.
Charlotte was fine because Charlotte has been on the WrestleMania stage.
Charlotte is Becky came
out and knowing she was going to walk out with both those belts, like owned her entire thing. Ronda, like, she's been in big fights before. She's been in huge crowds before, and she did not look anything to care.
She's total third wheel.
She looked like a no factor in that match going into it. But like Bianca showed up, and she's a fucking star, and she's been doing this. I told you I saw an interview with her where she was saying like, I almost feel guilty because so many people have. That's kind of shady, but she didn't mean it this way because it's. Or you can now, you know, it's her because it's her. She was saying like how people have. This has been people's lifelong dream to get here, and here she is like 5 years from even knowing about wrestling.
Yeah,
and she's main event in WrestleMania, which like. God damn,
but that is the point that we try to make all the time.
But other people might come along and be like, see, she doesn't deserve it. Like, no, fuck that, not deserving it. She worked her ass off. She is the premier athlete. You want to talk about, like, Naomi is the most athletic person on this roster? No. Bianca is by far the most athletic person. And maybe there was a time when Naomi was
but
she's not anymore. She's very middle of the pack now. Like, Bianca is a special athlete.
Yeah.
In general.
And the fact that she even like thinks that way of there's other people who have like worked and here I am in WrestleMania. I feel
like I'm taking this from people. Like for her to even have that like
guilt. To even think about that, it's like no.
There's not been any dude who's main evented that's thought that. They've all been like, fuck yeah, I belong here. I'm as good as Brock Lesnar and John Cena. And
it's a good thing that Bianca is very humble. But like, no, she does deserve it. She's put in this work. She takes that opportunity and doesn't waste it ever.
She didn't get that title in
NXT. Like, oh my gosh.
She got it. she was not for being chumped out, but she was the Dakota of like reaching for the title and it just being pulled out like right out from under her for years.
Yeah, yeah. Then, well, she was never given a title, but she stole every match she was in. Yeah. And we knew this. And there was people who are saying how like Triple H screwed her over in NXT. It's like, just because she didn't have the title doesn't mean she was screwed over. Like, she was pushed to the moon on NXT. She just didn't even need the title to be like as big of a name as she was. If she had stayed on NXT, she would have eventually gotten it. But they moved her right up to the main roster, and she wins freaking Royal Rumble. Like, this was just always going to be her story anyway.
Yeah. And it was, like, it's so much sweeter that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so pissed when Shayna beat her. And then, like, I was even more pissed when Rhea beat Shayna with the blueprint of Bianca's match. And then it's like, why not just give it to her that whole time? But then you see, oh, because she's going to win her first fucking title at the main event.
Her first Mania.
WrestleMania. Okay. Like, this is so much sweeter. I popped so hard. I almost fell over our ottoman like her dad on the barricade. Oh, man.
Yeah, I had to watch at work. And so I was Gary Brutier at the end of Remember the Titans. I'm just like, So the match itself was so good.
There were so many good spots. There were Bianca looked great. Sasha showed why she's the best wrestler. I hate to say it, because I think my personal favorite right now is probably Kaylee Ray, but Sasha is the greatest women wrestler of all time.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily close because nobody has the charisma or star that she has. Even Charlotte, like, Charlotte has the accolades, but Charlotte doesn't have the effortless character.
I think the thing Sasha has, and I'll also kind of, I'm going to obviously talk about Bayley too, just the psychology of wrestling, that they are constantly thinking about, how is this going to look? How can we make it better? How can we make it different? And Sasha has that too. She is also like crazy athletic, and she just like oozes charisma, and she can switch between being like, yeah, she's the boss and like super cool diva and all, but then when you just see her in interviews and stuff, you just see how she really is. And you're like, man, like, how does she do that? Yeah. Like, she is just the star. She's Hannah Montana.
I just realized that, like, she's a completely different person.
Yeah. You know, she's like Beyonce. Because you don't watch enough interviews of Beyonce, but Beyonce, like, in her interviews is like very chill and mellow. Like, she is super, like, you would think she's an introvert. And then when she talks about like her Sasha Fierce persona on stage and how she just like switches it up, that's Sasha Banks. There's Sasha, there's Mercedes. But we finally got Bianca's hair whip in this match.
Yeah,
because she's been holding it back because she's been a baby face. She doesn't use her hair.
Fucking echoed in that stadium. Oh, that sound was like off of a bat.
So everybody has been using Bianca's hair against her. Like, anytime they try to, she, you know, gets her shoulder ran into the post. And in this case, she was able to turn it around. She's like, not this time. You can't use it against me this time. So she was like,
she did have it used against her throughout the match, but
no, I'm just saying, like, towards the end and stuff, like, she was the one that was like throwing. Anytime Sasha grabbed her hair, she's like, okay, no, you're gonna get it. And then when was it? She hit one of her moves and didn't get the pin, and you could just see her like, not, I guess it was, I don't know, anger, frustration, just like the rage on her face, I guess, where she's just like, okay, no, like, this needs to end now. And then her braid pop on Sasha's freaking abs or ribs from that was just like all like that. It's just like that accumulation. It was just such a good spot.
That's why Sasha wasn't actually happy. She was just like, ah, my ribs.
She was lightheaded from it. Now, because you did see like her big old scratch there. And it was funny because, you know, there's like people who didn't think it was real or it doesn't sound. It's like, no. Like, it's a thing. You go look at Shayna from when she got beat up by Bianca's hair. You'll see all of that hers. Was
piped in?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh my.
No, it's real, you guys.
If you had been paying attention to the WWE audio over the last 3 months, you would know that the possibility of them syncing that sound to that moment is the exact possibility of September 11th being an inside job.
The WWE audio people are terrible. Not that good.
I wouldn't even say they're not that good to give them the benefit of the doubt. They are blatantly bad. There's times where I think somebody's trying to get fired at their job from how bad they are, or they're Full Sail interns trying to get work.
Just like for reference, Joseph does have like a leg to stand on in this field. So, she got her kiss of death on Sasha. She finally got it, man. So good. It was such a good match.
So,
but yeah, just seeing the reactions is probably what I enjoyed most.
I will say,
seeing like all the videos, like after she, before, celebrating.
Let's kind of sandwich this because it was all great. I will say this to just throw this out. Nobody wants to say this. Nobody will say this at the end of the year. Was not the best match of the women's match of the year.
Okay, what is the best women's match of the year?
Michael versus Kaylee Ray.
That one was really good. Yeah. You have to go back and watch that one, but this was good.
I mean, this one had more of a feud. Like, this one actually had a feud going into it, so you have to kind of handicap the Michael Kaylee Ray match for that, or give them a little bit of a boost to kind of come up to it. But I think the in-ring work of that match was better than this.
In-ring work. Oh, of course.
It's like the... Yeah.
I don't think you can really touch that one in that sense. The
psychology of that match, too, of Kaylee Ray proving she's the champion and then still coming out on top and doing it against the best in the world, where it's like, as opposed to Sasha doing it to Bianca, who's a rookie, and then not coming out. Like, I think the booking of that one just plays, but I think that match was just better. I'm not going to get too much into it because no one's going to want to hear that, but except for maybe you, that. I think that other match is better.
And it's just too bad because that one won't get recognized, I don't feel like.
Not even in consideration.
And it's kind of like, it's kind of like awards shows and stuff where it's just how many people are going to feel good about watching this match. And that Michael Kaylee Ray match was on UK, NXT UK, on just like a weekly show. So, it's not going to get as much like recognition as it deserves, but with this one, it's just everything that went into it, like the background, the lead up, the crowd being there, like it's the first
star power too, because they didn't, we were criticizing and going into it, and these girls did do a really good job of fucking kicking it in the pants at the end there, because they weren't given their time. But they could have had a much deeper rooted feud. I don't know that, maybe kind of in hindsight now, seeing it, if they did have like this feud of really just hating each other going into it, it wouldn't have been as big of a moment. Like that moment where they were just standing there.
At the beginning of the match. Yeah.
And it kind of like everybody let the moment hit, and then like Bianca's big win, it might not have hit as well emotionally.
If they were just, like, just.
Yeah, it might have just been like
enemies,
oh, cool,
the entire time.
Like when, a result of a wrestling match, as opposed to like finally a resolution to this feud, as opposed to like, here's this resolution or like this next crowning of Bianca in her career.
Yeah, no, it really did mean something.
Yeah, and I wonder if not focusing on the feud helped to that, like led to that, and in that case, we don't give him props very often. Damn, Vince is, if he's the one who thought of it in that sense, like that bigger picture sense, that is definitely
well, yeah, because if you think about it,
nobody else would have that vision on. I promise you, if they're everybody else in the world is like, why aren't you giving these people an 8-week program? When he's like, no, we don't need to. We can do it in 5 because they're this good.
Well, also, too, because WrestleMania is all about the moments. He was giving everyone a WrestleMania moment. And that's what this main event was. Yeah. And shout out to a new listener, Thomas, who was like, that's the only match he watched for WrestleMania. He wasn't going to watch anything else because he doesn't like WWE. And he said that was the only one that he watched. And he said it was like really great and stuff. So that's what I'm saying. Like this one is the one that brings people in. And yeah, they were just giving their, you got your WrestleMania moment. Now what happens afterwards? I'm ready for it. Because we got on NXT, we got a reunion of NXT champs. We have Raquel, Rhea, and Bianca. Bianca and Rhea came back to NXT to just stand in the ring and all hold their titles up because, like, yeah, they're the NXT products and stuff. So cute, love it, love the pageantry.
My new favorite NXT moment.
but now I'm ready to see Bianca defend.
Ready to see all of them defend. Ready to see where all of them go from here.
Yeah,
especially like Rhea, who's gonna be her actual rival. Well, what we saw on Raw is going to be cool.
Speaking of like all the women actually getting time on Raw, we got Rhea coming out, showing off. She has a rematch with Asuka announced for that night. We had Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose attack Nia Jax backstage. Nia and Shayna were laughing at the video of Mandy Rose falling. And so Mandy came up, cut her promo on Nia, which was like surprisingly good because it started off a little bit weird.
It was like 2 lines.
I'm saying anytime.
You told me that, I was like, this wasn't even a promo.
It wasn't a promo, but it was just like her interact, because Mandy Rose has always been a little bit awkward, just like delivering lines. So I was having just like a proud moment for her. She like didn't muck it up, and getting to see Nia Jax get beat up backstage was just like more fun. We got Alexa giving her reasons or like her explanations for what she is now. So that was cool. And then what I thought was probably the highlight is Charlotte's promo. The Queen's return. She's back. She talked about how
I sit up straight. I renounced Kaylee Ray. Almost.
She, first of all, looks great. She came out like looking like $1 million. She basically saying like, I'm always at WrestleMania. And, you know, people are telling me like, but Charlotte, you're always there every year. Like, too bad that you missed this one. And she was just like, no, like there's a reason why I'm at everyone, and I should have been in this WrestleMania. It's not my fault Lacey went and got pregnant. It's not my fault that Asuka needed a tag team partner and I had to be put in that role. It wasn't my fault that all of this was going on and I wasn't like put in WrestleMania. And which kind of is like a flip of what we're saying. It's like, you got to steal your time and stuff. Like, Charlotte this didn't do enough.
Time,
well, now though. It is, but I'm saying like lead up to WrestleMania, she sorry, Lacey got pregnant. Figure something else out.
I'm the biggest Charlotte fan. She didn't deserve to be there.
But I'm sorry. This promo literally gave me goosebumps, and I have never really like cared about Charlotte on the mic because it's always just like how she's the best and whatnot. But no, she came out, and again, it's kind of not the same promo, but really her just like telling everybody that she is the women's division. She is the reason why everyone gets all these shots. She's the reason why Asuka and Rhea get to have this WrestleMania match. And she's like, you're welcome. And she's like, glad everybody enjoyed the match that I should have been a part of. And Yeah, basically she's saying, like, I'm not gonna not own it. I am that good. And she proved it right then and there.
So it sounds like in her COVID absence, she finally got to her backlog of our episodes. And we convinced her.
She was like, you know what? All these other haters, screw them. I'm listening to Liz and Joseph.
Welcome to another new listener. We have Becky, Bailey, and Charlotte at this point. Sasha, we're never going to get Sasha.
Nah.
Maybe Mercedes, but Sasha Banks will never listen to this.
Not even. So during Rhea and Asuka's rematch, which again, really fun, surprisingly, they cut so much time. I'm just like, don't give the benefit of the doubt to Raw ever. So Charlotte came.
Rightfully so. The rest of it around that was not very good.
No. Charlotte came out and interrupted the match. So that's that right there.
So that's what I'm saying.
What's going to happen?
To go back to what I was saying before, free Shayna, because Shayna doesn't belong down here with Nia and Dana and Mandy and Naomi and Lana. They're fine. They're great. Give them time. Let them get better. The upper echelon of this company is Charlotte and Rhea and
Shayna,
and Asuka, and like to cross shows, Bianca and Sasha. Shayna is in with that group. She is as good as them. And we haven't seen that on the main roster. She is the brawler that they thought Ronda is.
Yeah.
Let her go and be that. Whatever character you had drawn up for Ronda that she clearly fucking failed at, let Shayna go and be that.
I think everyone would forget too, or would not put it together if.
It wouldn't even matter if Shayna did that. Be so good.
Yeah, she'd make it her own. Yeah.
Everybody would.
I don't know why I like said that.
She's such a good like heel too, even to the point where I root for her, but I hate her sometimes. Like, oh, man. Oh, like when she's caught it on Dakota right before she left too, like, leave her alone. And I still like loved her at the time too. Oh man. Shayna.
Shayna
deserves more.
Do you think if Shayna had a different tag partner, it would be different?
I don't know. I mean, there's the thing too, is like we've been talking about this whole episode, you gotta take your time. Shayna kinda has that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you see what they gave her to debut, some fucking dumbass werewolf storyline where she's biting Becky's neck. Like, you're going to kneecap her right when she comes out. And then they gave her a little bit of time away. They should have really given her Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
And then they gave her a little time away. Like, Elimination Chamber, she showed up and she was badass. And then they just kneecapped her again by making her lose to a pregnant woman who was going to leave in a couple months.
So, like,
she was going to leave in a couple weeks.
If Shayna had been the one to win Money in the Bank and not Asuka, I wonder how different that title reign would have been. Because, I mean, I don't think Asuka really had a lot of opportunity to, like, prove why she's champ, obviously, because they probably weren't planning for that. But I wonder how, in an alternate universe, if Shayna had been champ.
I don't think Shayna necessarily gets the belt the way Asuka did. You don't have a feel good promo where Becky comes out and, oh, I'm gonna go be a mom, because at that point Shayna fucking chokes her out. Like, oh, you're gonna be a mom? Goodbye. Get out of my ring.
I would have loved to see that.
I would love to see that too. But you're not like, do that on national TV.
I love the feel good like Asuka Becky moment that we got. I really did. Now that you said that, though, I'm very upset that we didn't get that for Shayna. Like, imagine
they wouldn't have even drawn it up to be that way.
Imagine if Becky had come out to give that promo and be like, "I told them to instead of the contract to just put the title in here, and I guess you want it." Like, like just seeing her be upset about having to hand that briefcase over, and Shayna just like taking it, like, "Give it over here, stupid." Ah, oh, man. Now I'm sad about Shayna again.
She could be like, all right, no hard feelings. As she's about to like hug her before she's going to leave.
Puts her in the carapuna crutch.
She knocks her ass out. That's the last we see of her. her return's not gonna be back on Rhonda, because Rhonda's not good enough to be around when she comes back. Unless we'll get to that in a second. So when she comes back and attacks Shayna as her return, everybody would love it.
That would have been so much better.
But the best return that I drew up for her was not necessarily like any return based on her. But whenever Rhonda comes back, Becky is 2 feet behind her with a chair, smashes her chair with it, picks up her baby from the next closest person who's holding it, and just walks away. Her only purpose to be here is going to be to mess up Rhonda.
Oh, I'd love to see that, actually.
But we already saw them without each other for a while when she had all those rivalries afterwards, so it doesn't really work.
But it would be awesome. But if it had been, like, if they had done that, though. How much
they hated each other at the time, it would have been so cool if they just kept that going on.
Well. All right. I think we've wrapped up the week then.
And we haven't gotten SmackDown yet.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens on SmackDown. Oh, yeah. Do you think the Bellas would come back at all?
I hope not. No, I don't think so.
After what they did to Bayley?
Yeah, that's why. They're not going to let her get her revenge.
That was hilarious, though.
That was pretty good. The NWO one was my favorite one.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, kind of my favorite one, because my favorite person didn't even... Too sweeter. Fucking Kevin Nash.
Okay, so then yes, we're done with the week. I'm hoping it gets better on Raw. And I'm just very curious to see what happens on SmackDown. Rollins
is already like starting to show up.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'd never give Raw the benefit of the doubt.
That's true. Really, this tag team division needs to get better. And the best way to do that is going to be to just turn Shayna on Nia already and just let them do their thing and let actual tag teams be tag teams. Look at NXT. They're doing it, and it's working out great for them. They've already put on nothing but really good women. I don't think we've had one bad women's tag team match, right?
Yeah. That's we haven't not had
gonna,
many, but...
You're not going to have the same rate because you don't have the same roster in the main show, but you can go, you can build these tag teams up better by having them wrestle each other.
Yeah.
And cut promos.
I'm pretty sure you could cut the second Drew McIntyre appearance and put in a women's tag match. Like, there you go. You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll go watch some other highlights of what we can find on stupid Peacock Network.
Put the Kaylee Ray and Piper Niven match on there.
And you go watch some more women's wrestling.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave a voice message for us. But, like, not murdery ones. We'll see you next time.